No, definitely. We wanted to come out the block flying, and that's what we did, getting the goal so early on. Obviously, settled us down a little bit, maybe, and we just grew into the game from there. But that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do to teams, put them under pressure early. And getting the goals like today will only help us.
And ideal as well, with Leicester having played yesterday and won, and increasing the gap, straight away you're there with a better performance, a more commanding victory.
No, definitely. It's very solid, look comfortable, I think. Could have been even more on another day. So that's how we want to play. Obviously, Leicester keep winning, so we have to keep winning. But we'll see what happens. Obviously, we go away now in the national break. Looking forward to that, and then we'll come back and focus on getting as many points as we can.
Two more goals today, approaching 25 again for the season. And as you rightly say, you've got an England trip coming up.
Yeah, no, it's all positive. In a good place at the moment, as the team are. Obviously now we'll go away in the national games. Two very good friendlies coming up, which I'm looking forward to gain some fighter experience for hopefully the Euros.
And last one from me. Leicester got 7 games left, you've got 7 left. Do you realistically have to win all 7 to win the title?
I don't think so. I think plenty more points up for grabs. There's a lot, they're going to be put under more pressure as the games get lower and lower. Obviously, they finished with 3 difficult games as well. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing. We've got 3 tough games coming up. Obviously, we're going to try and win them all. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Great ball from Kyle Walker for your first, and then a great pass from Dele Alli for your second, which is good news for England as much as Spurs.
No, definitely. When you've got players like Walks and then Dele put in the service that they do as a striker, I can only thrive on that. Obviously, Walks has put a perfect ball in, which I managed to just get a little toe on. And then obviously, Dele seen the run early, got on the half turn and played an inch perfect pass into my path, and I was able to finish it off.
It might have been a second hat trick against Bournemouth this season.
Yeah, it would have been nice. Obviously, the shot that Chris scored, the keeper made a good save. But the main thing is that we finished the game off. At 2-0 at half-time, it's always a bit dodgy, because if they get one back, obviously, they put us under pressure. So we wanted to come out and get the goal as early as possible, and that's what we've done.
Is it difficult now, though, to go off and play for your country with so much still riding on what you might do between now and the end of the season for your club?
No, I don't think so. It's maybe a bit of a mental break away from the Premier League. Now focus on international and what needs to be done. Obviously, 2 tough games, like I said. So, it just gives us a little mental break from that. And obviously, when we come back, we'll be fresh to go.
You personally, you're talking about being fresh and having a break. It seems like you haven't had a break for about 18 months.
Yeah, maybe even longer, to be honest. But that's football. If you want to be at the top of your game, if you want to be one of the best around, you have to be playing week in, week out. And that's what I try and do. I try and manage my body well. The staff here and everyone are very good fitness-wise on managing things like that. So that's all I can do. I want to be out on the pitch as much as possible. I enjoy it. And obviously, when I'm scoring, I enjoy it even more.